friends, family, and you are my friends and family. This is Legend Gilchrist, and this is the Legendary Lifestyle. I gotta be honest with you, I'm a little bummed out right now, I'm depressed, maybe close to kind of depressed, maybe I should be in an institution right now, probably I should be. And I gotta be honest with you, last Thursday I checked in the local hospital. I'm fucked up. I'm in bad shape. I'm in a bad way. They checked me out. You know, kept me there an hour. Talked to the social worker. Some new Pip. Let's just call her Pip. Straight out of USC. Social work. Fine school and everything. But I'm a doctor. You know, he's all. What you got? Diabetes. High blood pressure. Fucked up. Bipolar disorder. Mentally ill. Yada, yada, yada. Like that Seinfeld episode. So many things in between those yada yada yadas. Finally, the nurse comes in. Yeah, you're free to go. Go home. Go take your medicine. Same for serious. Just get the fuck out. And she didn't literally say that, but you know, her look on her face said that. So, trying to light my cigarette. Like, this is an important part of the show. Oh, Legend, we're so worried about your social status, your emotional, psychological well-being. Are you able to light your cigarette? Because that's what we really want to know here in your podcast. Just give me a second. And, of course, I dropped the device that I'm recording with, which you won't be surprised. Now, got the cigarette going. You might be surprised, you may not be surprised. LG phone that my friend gave me, and 1 week later shut down the service. Motherfucker. But I say that in a loving way. Not really, but let's just say I see it in a way. And had to turn like the apps on where it's like Wi-Fi enabled. So I'm coming to you somewhere in the Southern California area. And somewhere in the low desert, I'm not going to tell you why, because there might be some of you who think, oh, I will do Legend harm. I will find him and do him harm. Not all of you. No, just might be just one wacko. And believe me, I'm ready for that one wacko. I've got a certain handheld device that goes like that. Gets you close to me, you're going to even feel that on your skin. And it's gonna burn your motherfucking skin and knock you out cold, and I just call the cops and take them away, boys. I'm friends with the cops here. I've been, you know, I'm not an associate, I'm not a cop, but let's just say I've had my fair share of contact with the police. Sometimes 5150, sometimes just chill out, Legend, go have a cigarette, and don't bother us anymore. So, all that aside, you know, I was listening to the song by Pink Floyd, High Hopes. And it always brings me to tears. And the lyrics in particular, I think of the grass is greener, the sky was brighter, with friends surrounded. You know, I used to have a bunch of friends, and you guys are my friends, but I had physical friends that would be with me thick and thin. Obviously, I need some names: Chance Johnson, John Luther, Bob, and Daryl, and Jose and Muhammad and whatever the fuck. Lots of friends. They're all like, they're gone now though. It's like they had, well, I had your time with you, Legend, but I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Now, I know, I'm gonna be brutally honest, I'm gonna lay it out on the line. My name is Samuel Johnson. Samuel L. Johnson, Legend. Legend Gilchrist is my writing name or pseudonym or nom de plume, as the French might say. So now you know my name, but don't bother following me. Don't bother trying to find me. My parents were survivalists, like way before they were survivalists. And always had a shotgun at the ready. Grew their own shit, you know, farming, cattle, a few, pigs, chickens, you know, the rooster, the chicken, the hen. You know, the works, slaughtering, you know, what we needed to eat, attending and caring for all that we had. We got a great dog, a border collie, named Ralph. We just call him Ralphie. Even though we were survivalists, we had, you know, not, well, we had satellite TV. My dad, Alvin, kind of a weird name for him, but, and my mom, Martha, Alvin and Martha, the lovely Johnson family. You know, they raised me up right. Raised me to be a gentleman, country gentleman. I'm not going to say where we live, I'm just going to say it was someplace in the South. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, my uncle, Uncle Bob, he made moonshine and made sure that we were taken care of. Turns out he was good at it. And then, like, several guys, you know, hicks, rednecks, what have you, that made sure that me, my mom and dad, you know, Alvin, and my mom were taken care of, myself. And, you know, when I was at the appropriate time, I got a bicycle. At the appropriate time, I had a motorbike, a dirt bike. At the appropriate time, my first Harley. A piece of shit, but it worked, and it was fun to ride around the farm. Mom didn't want me riding on service streets because she had her first boyfriend was killed on Harley. He was in the Navy. And she admitted to me once that she still loved him. And she loved my dad and everything, she told me. But she was mostly in love with this guy, Derek. Derek Jaganiski, I think, which is kind of weird because I stole that name, and my mom doesn't know it, but I'm writing a story about outlaw biker named Derek Jaganiski, and the book's called Dragon. Won't be out probably for maybe a year or two. But he, in the book at least, he's a enforcer for the Bandidos. He lives in a little, I want to say shanty town, but that's Jamaican. Just a little like hick town in a trailer, about 2 miles out, or excuse me, 2 hours out of Houston. So watch for that book, Dragon. And then I'm working on another one called LJ, Lance Johnson. About an actual Hell's Angel that I met, that basically kind of ran when he realized he didn't think there was anything wrong with the Hell's Angel. He still considers himself a Hell's Angel, but he wanted to pursue other things. Like, he was tired of the gangster lifestyle, selling meth, you know, breaking heads and so forth, so on. You know, sharing the old lady around. That's what got him. Like, he had a lady. And she kind of went on the side, and some other guy had a big cock. I hate to be crude, but, you know, she was all about that, and it broke his heart. So he's like, I'm still a Hell's Angel, but he didn't tell him. He just disappeared someplace in Canada. I think it was Ottawa or some of that shit like that. I don't know. Could be. I don't know where it was. He, you know, I talked to him all about, like, one day until he said, well, this is getting too deep, and I'm out. But he, his story is a happy story, and that's the whole point of this podcast, is that we can go through shit, we can be fucked up, and I've been, listen, I've been punched in the face, I've had guns, 45 pointed in my head, shotgun pointed in my chest, I've almost died several times, auto accident, one time I was vomiting so profusely, I should have died of dehydration, but somehow my buddy Ribbit, at the tattoo shop I'm going to buy, you know, someplace that I'm not going to tell you. He called the 911, and the people, they saved me. But I literally died on the table, and they revived me. But apparently some other guy, who looked kind of like me, same build and everything, died that night, same hospital, Riverton Hospital. I probably said too much, but... A nurse, like, knew Ribbit. She had some tattoos that Ribbit had done. Went to her and said, oh, my God, your friend Legend died. I'm sorry to inform you that, you know. I know you liked him all. It's, you know, like, he didn't talk, but he was, like, kind of mumbling something. I think he was saying, like, I love Ribbit. Or, I don't know what it was saying. Not that, like, funny love, you know. But, like, brotherly love. Phileo is what they call that love in Greek, and not to be confused with filet fish from McDonald's, right? I love those things. I could eat like 10 of them, and then 10 more. So back to the whole thing of being happy, and that's what this you know, I talked for what, 10 minutes and 10 seconds, all this shit, and what I really want to say, you know, strive for happiness. One of the original documents in the United States Constitution is the pursuit of happiness. Pursue that, my friends. Pursue happiness in your life. You know, if you're like me, I don't really have happiness. I don't have friends, I have acquaintances. You know, my mother cheats my shit, my brother cheats my shit, my mother cheats my shit. My son thinks, you know, he's treating me like he's my dad. And I got in such a heated argument. He was like, blah, 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 you're fucked up, blah, 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 you're doing everything wrong, blah, 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 you're not taking your meds, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he didn't say you're fucked up, but he kind of did. So I just said, listen, I used my real name. You know what? Got a message from Samuel L. Johnson, your dad. Fuck you. And I hung up. And that was the last I talked to him. It's a shame. And I'm trying to reach out to him. He won't. You know, motherfucker, and I hate to say this to him, fucking prick, and I hate to say that to him, but he is. He is. Robert Gilchrist, and I probably shouldn't use his name, Robert Gilchrist, my son, is treating me wrong. But you know what, fuck that. Because I'm not going to let my son, or my mother, my brother, whoever the fuck, control my life. I am in the pursuit of happiness. When I write my shit, and I want you to check it out on vocal.media, vocal.media, if you need it out spelled out for you. And you don't have to write .com or whatever. You do have to write https://vocal.media. And then you search by Legend Gilchrist, you're going to see the shit I write. I hope you reread it. And if you're like triumphant and successful, you read The Journey, which is about the paths we take in life. When you experience pain, you read Pain. If you want to read a couple stories about, you know, rock bands right now, I just have two, AC/DC or Tool. I'll read about my favorite DJs, the DJ Mighty Iris or TK or what have you. Or you want to read some of the biker stuff, there's that. It's not labeled properly, but I think it's on the first page of the, it's like five pages, but go and read something. Maybe not my stuff, but read, you know what, you're going to find that you get a happy reading. Go to see a funny comedy, Adam Sandler, or some of that old, like, Tommy Boy, or whatever, Chris Farley. We started watching a Chris Farley movie, or Jerry Seinfeld. I don't think he does movies, but, you know, I love Seinfeld, and Friends. Maybe you're, like, more like a relationship with Friends. Go do that, and it's going to help you in the pursuit of happiness. How? It's fuel. It's not going to make you happy, but it's like kind of fuel. You giggle and laugh and guffaw, or whatever, at the misadventures and challenges these people have on television shows and movies, and you laugh, and sometimes you go, man, I went through something just like that, and then you kind of laugh thinking, man, how did they get through? And you know, I got through so much better because I'm in the pursuit of happiness. I'm going to keep saying that, be in the pursuit, I think it was Diana Troy. You know, she got kidnapped in this by evil king. And whoever it was that was the king at the time that was married to Diana Troy, like, they sent 1,000 ships in pursuit of her. He's like, I'm going to get that bitch. Not really. I'm going to get that woman back. She's going to be mine. And I hate to use that word bitch because it's derogatory. It's misogynistic. And please don't think that I'm misogynistic. I appreciate women. I love them. I cherish them. I adore them. But sometimes I get caught up in some of the rap I listen to. I shouldn't listen to it. Not like Tupac. He's pretty cool. He's just pretty clean. But some of the other shit, you know, I like the NWA. They're pretty cool. But you listen to some stuff by rap, and I got to be honest, if you like rap, some of it's just not good. I like metal. I like Judas Priest, and I like Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Metallica. Some lesser-known bands like Shinedown and Chevelle. Like this one band, Drowning Pool, and unfortunately the lead singer of Drowning Pool, like, overdosed on heroin, cut his life short by his own hand. But you know, the thing I say is the pursuit of happiness, and that in my case, listening to metal music and rock helps me. It gives me fuel, like those comedies I might watch, fuel to pursue me. It's like fills my tank, and I want to get a Mustang right now. My car was stolen, and I can't afford one. But eventually, I'm going to get this white 2017 Ford Mustang SCVT, supercharged, fast as fuck, faster than a Ferrari. Why? Because it's lighter than a Ferrari, and it's got 34 miles to the gallon on the freeway, 28 miles to the gallon on the highway. Why am I telling you this? Because in that car, I'm going to fuel it with my hopes and dreams, along with some petrol, as they say in England, some gasoline, and I'm going to get behind the wheel of that motherfucking car. I'm gonna drive pretty much speed limit. Maybe there's no cops around, a little bit faster, 10, 20, 30 miles an hour, more faster. And I'm gonna go off into the, not to the sunset, because I live where the sunset goes. I'm gonna go to the sunrise and see what you guys are all about in the East Coast, or the Midwest, or the center of the country, wherever. I'm gonna take Route 66 and Route 10 and everything that gets me away from this motherfucking place that is like hot as fuck and where the people are not friendly. I want to go to Chicago, I want to go to Austin, I want to go to Memphis, I want to go to Tennessee, I want to go to Virginia, I got a friend in Virginia, I want to get, you know, I got a friend in New York, a brilliant musician, immigrant, pianist, violinist, singer, and meet her, take her to coffee and say, hey, what's your life all about? Because I saw you on Facebook, but I got to know more. And I'm not going to tell her I wish I could date her. She's beautiful, but she will never date a man like me because I'm overweight, I'm not that good looking, I don't make that much money, yet. But when I make the mad cash, I mean, she's probably going to find somebody else. And she lives in New York. I don't want to live in New York. I want to visit New York. I want to stay in, I want to live in Los Angeles, like close to where I can get to the action of publishing. But that is how I'm going to pursue happiness. That's my pursuit of happiness. So you got to ask yourself, what is it that some people say float your boat, I don't like that term. What is it that excites you, that gets you, like, your passion, like, boiling, you're going to pursue? Ask yourself that, and then go for it. Pick out the tools that you need. In my case, I need a Mustang, some money, some gas, some money for food, a place to stay at some rinky-dink hotel, somewhere along Route 66 or Route 10, wherever I'm going. Get some good food the next morning, maybe get some flapjacks or some biscuits and gravy, my favorite. Talk to some people, have a cup of coffee, say, hey, how you doing? My name's Legend Gilchrist. Maybe I'll say my name's Samuel Johnson if they're them in the little square. And I'll be pursuing happiness. And that's what I want for you, my friends. You're my family. I want you to pursue happiness. And sometimes you're going to have to, you know, give it all you got. I'm not much into religion, not much of a Christian, but the Bible, in the Bible, Jesus says there's a story, it's a parable. A parable is a story that's made up to give you an illustration about what you should do in life. And he talks about the parable of this pearl of great price, and I don't know where it's Bible, you can look it up, just say pearl of great price Bible. And just read that one thing. And he says that this man is like wandering through the field. And he's like, oh man, look at this giant pearl in the middle of the field. Who could have done that? And so he goes up to the owner and says, listen, I really like your field there. You know, what do you want for it? Well, let's see. It's a pretty good field there. I guess 25,000 yim yams. Oh, cool. I got that money. Let me go to the Bank of Israel. Get the 25,000 yams, gonna write a check. No, I want cash. Okay, I'll get the yam yams. Got a big, like, wheelbarrow. And he buys the plot of land. But he didn't say, oh, by the way, how much for the pearl? And he just says, no, I'm gonna take the pearl with the land. So he gets the pearl, and he doesn't sell it. He just keeps it as, like, a cherished possession, like Gollum, you know, from Lord of the Rings. Just wanted his precious ring. And Gollum pursued happiness by pursuing that ring. And the man in the Bible story pursued happiness by pursuing that pearl. And I pursued the happiness. I want to get on the road. Like that Judas Priest said, moving on down the highway. What is it that you want to pursue, my friends? Think about it. If you're thinking sort, pray about it if you're the praying sort. And pursue happiness. Get on that fast track of the pursuit of happiness, my friends. I pray that you find it like I know I'm going to. This is Legend Gilchrist, The Legendary Life. I'm out for now. I can't wait for to talk to you again. Peace.